This is VOA News. I'm David Burr. Four more people have been diagnosed in an outbreak of viral pneumonia in Wuhan, China, as U.S. health officials began screening airline passengers arriving in the United States from that area of China. As of Saturday, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission said the total number of cases stands at 45. Five people are in serious condition, with 15 people who have been discharged. The rest are in stable condition, but two people have died from the disease. U.S. health officials have been screening arriving passengers on direct or connecting flights from Wuhan at airports in San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles. Chinese health officials said many of those who became sick worked at or visited a food market in the suburbs of Wuhan. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Myanmar State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi in a bid to speed up infrastructure projects in the Southeast Asian nation. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
The agreements are part of the flagship Belt and Road Initiative, China's vision of new trade routes described as a 21st century Silk Road. Both countries also agreed to speed up the implementation of the China-Myanmar Economic Corridor, a giant infrastructure scheme worth billions of dollars. Xi's visit to Myanmar is the first of any Chinese leader in 19 years. He's hailed the meeting a new era of relations between the countries. But analysts say Myanmar was generally cautious of investments by Beijing and was also being careful ahead of elections later this year.
That's Emer McCarthy of Reuters reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers managing the impeachment case against President Donald Trump filed a brief on Saturday laying out their arguments supporting charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress against the president. In making their case in the 111-page document, the lawmakers summarized arguments made during weeks of testimony late last year during the House impeachment investigation. They also called for Trump's removal in order to safeguard the integrity of the 2020 U.S. general election, in which the president is seeking a second term in office, as well as the U.S. system of government. The president's legal team, meanwhile, shot back with a fiery six-page, an effort to hijack the American voters' freedom to cast their ballots. The fourth annual Women's March is taking center stage. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Rise and roar!
Activist Donna Hill fired up the New York City crowd where two separate rallies and marches converged on Times Square.
We will be the change that is needed in this world.
Evelyn Yang, the wife of presidential candidate Andrew Yang, who recently disclosed she was among the women who have accused a former OBGYN of sexual assault, told the crowd the rally's theme, Rise and Roar, is personal for her.
I am so honored to be here with you.
Assault, climate change, reproductive rights, pay equity, immigration reform, and LGBTQ rights. Julie Walker, New York.
Iran is sending the black boxes from a Ukrainian passenger plane that its military accidentally shot down this month back to Ukraine. Lauren Anthony has more.
The director in charge of accident investigations at Iran's Civil Aviation Organization told Tasnim that the flight data recorder would be sent to France if experts could not read it in Kiev. Iran has faced a deepening crisis abroad and at home over the plane disaster, with authorities taking several days to announce that its military had accidentally shot the plane down. The downing occurred as Iran was on high alert for possible retaliatory action following its strikes on Iraqi bases housing U.S. troops. Those strikes were in revenge for the U.S. killing of top military commander Qasem Soleimani in a drone attack in Baghdad on January 3rd.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. And Libyan rival camps and their foreign backers will be in Berlin Sunday to discuss ways to end a proxy war over the capital Tripoli and the oil producer, which has displaced about 140,000 people and now more than halved the country's crude oil output. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.